Blog Talk Radio.
Be like the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun and it gives light in the darkness. Well, good afternoon or good evening, everyone. This is Jeannie. It is Monday night, October 25th, 2021. And I want to say welcome, welcome to each and every one and just tell you how much I appreciate you taking your time to be with me tonight. And what a joy it is for me to share my evening with you. You have no idea. You guys are a blessing. Excuse me. Tonight I want to talk to y'all a little bit about being properly connected. And I'm talking about divinely, divine connections. I have felt so much in my heart that we are really, it's always important, but that we're especially in a time right now in a season that God is aligning us for our future. He's, in some cases, he's disconnecting us from things that are part of our past, that includes people, things that are no longer relevant to where we're going in life and where our destiny is. But God is also in the process of connecting us to those things that will help the people, the places, whether it's jobs, churches, whatever the case, that will help to catapult us into the destiny and calling that God has for us. You know, there are times and seasons for most everything. Most of the time, it seems to me like seasons are for particular assignments, that many times connections are temporary connections for assignments that God has for us, whether it's on our part or whether it's on their part. Sometimes the Lord will connect us somewhere because he wants us to be a blessing to someone else. He wants us to be there for them and things like that. Other times the Lord will connect us for growing, for lessons and growing and revelation and mentoring and things like that. And sometimes it's both. But I so feel this is a time that God is moving people around. God is disconnecting and reconnecting. There are new beginnings starting for people. I'm hearing it over and over and over. Even this weekend, friends I've known, they said, I've been dreaming of new beginnings. And I went somewhere and I had a word about new beginnings. And then the Lord opened up a property for them to buy that was actually right behind the property they had. I went some this morning and helped them move some of their belongings and stuff from their old house to their new house because they had a deadline to have to be out here in just a few days for the people that have bought their old house moving in. So he's on the move. God is on the move, and he's preparing people for the days that lay ahead and the assignments that are before them. There are so many there are so many examples in the Word of being properly connected and how God uses us, uses different ones in our lives. I'm going to start in Ruth 1:8. Now, we know, most of you know, the story of Naomi and Ruth, that Naomi had two sons, and Ruth and Orpah were married to her sons. Well, then her husband died, and then both of her sons died, so she had these two daughter-in-laws. And I'll start down here in verse 8. It says, then Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you've shown it to your dad and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, we will go back with you to your people. But Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who would become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. And it goes on to say that, I'll skip down some, says, they wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. So in this case, we know that Ruth, she went with Naomi. Her husband had passed away. Naomi had passed away. Naomi went back to the land of where her people were. But see, in this case, and it goes on to see, I mean, you see there, many times, even where your divine connections are and where your future is, there will be opposition. It may not be strong opposition. In this case, Naomi loved Ruth, and she said, I'm not going to have any more sons, and even if I did, they wouldn't be old enough for you to marry. Go back. But see, Ruth knew in her heart was connected to her. And maybe in her heart, she knew that her future was with Naomi. But see, in this case, we see where that as they traveled and they got to that land, that she went to glean in the fields of Boaz, who was a kinsman redeemer of Naomi. Now, Ruth didn't know that to start with, but she found favor in the sight of Boaz. And there, that's where her future laid. So that was one case where even though she was discouraged from going with her, see, the future that God had for her was in the kingdom of Boaz, in the palace with Boaz. Once again, it brought protection to her even. See, sometimes even the connections we have will bring a protection to us. In this case, Boaz was a man of integrity. He was a man of kindness. And he told her, he told Ruth, he said, don't go in anyone else's fields and glean. And he told the men that worked for him, said, do not bother her, do not harm her. And so for her protection, he said, stay here and glean and follow behind my handmaidens, my servants, and you'll be protected. And the same, even Naomi told her, she said, he is a man of integrity. He's a man of kindness. So do as he says and stay in those fields. She said, because in other fields you might be harmed. So see, God, when he positions us, when he has connections for us, it will be for our protection. It will be those things that set us up for our future. It'll be those places that that connect us for destiny and for revelation. You know, we see other cases where that even those that maybe are your enemy will actually be used by God to catapult you in to the destiny and the calling that he has for your lives. We see that in the case of Joseph, and I won't pull up the scripture just for time's sake. This could be a very lengthy message, but, you know, I try to keep it to like 30 minutes. But in the case of Joseph, his brothers, not by his choosing, but by the brothers' choosing, decided to be his enemy from jealousy. You know, and some might say, well, maybe Joseph should have had more wisdom than to tell the dreams that he was having about being over them. Now, true, I know Randy has said that he had misunderstood them some, but that the moon and the stars would not have been his mother and his father and such as that, that that was actually like kingdoms and such. But in this case, see, his brothers set themselves up. They decided to be his enemy. And by throwing him in the pit and then selling him into slavery, that actually set him up for victory in the future. See, God had to get him into the kingdom of Pharaoh some way. He had to get him in there because he was going to have favor there. Now, it may not have looked like favor for a long time because he was in prison. You know, and even the king's wife accused him of rape and was thrown back into prison. You know, it was even further into prison, so to speak. But God had a plan, and it was there with the favor of God and with the gifting of God that he was given the opportunity to interpret the dreams of the king that eventually put him in position as the next man behind the king. He was like the king's appointed man behind him, so that he was over the crops and he was over the kingdom under the king, was able to save his family, and actually with the wisdom of God was able to save the country that they were from. He was saved, Lord knows how many people, thousands, maybe millions of people were saved by the wisdom he had when the Lord told him 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So he was able to store up and save so many lives with the wisdom of God. But I'm sure when he was thrown into the pit by his brothers and had lied to by, you know, to them, to his father, saying that he was killed by an animal and then later sold into slavery, at that time that didn't feel like a divine connection. It probably felt like, God, what's happened? Lord, you've shown me all of these things that I would do. And here I am in the pit. Here I am in prison. Here I am in slavery. But see, even that was a God setup. God can use even your enemies at times to help push you into the place that God has for you. Now, then we see even in the case of Saul and David, sometimes those that start out as your divine connection, once you rise into the place of favor of God, sometimes those that were your connection will despise you. We see that with David and Saul. You know, Saul, he favored David. He liked him. Of course, David had the gift of a psalmist and Saul, as demonic oppression affected his life, then David would play and said the demons would be quieted. And it would bring soothing to him. But he had asked David's father, said, let David call him from the fields and let him come to my kingdom. He said, because I favor him. And so Saul was really a divine connection for David. It put him in the kingdom. It gave him position in the kingdom to be in battle, to prove himself, to learn the ways of the king, to have opportunity to be in high places. But see, as David later, as they said, well, Saul, you've killed your thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. As David began to rise to a place of high calling and a place of favor in God and a place of great victory in his life and of a warrior, then the very one that was his divine connection to start with then began to despise him because of the victory and the elevation that was going on in his life. And then later Saul sought to even kill him. But you know, even in that, David had to prove himself. I think even as we are going through things, as we are going through opposition in the process of becoming, God is proving us. We go through the testing. You know, without a test, there's no testimony. But in this, when David had the opportunity, when he was hiding in the caves, and Saul came and lay down and rested in his men, and David slept up and he cut a piece of his robe off. See, David could have killed him. But David, he had said, you know, and I'll put this in my terms, you know, who am I to take the life of the anointed of God? You know, even though Saul was not acting right, was acting out of his own wrong emotions, David still knew that Saul had been called and anointed by God as king, and he respected that position. You know, he never did him any harm. He ran from him to save his own life, but he did not do him harm. You know, and he looked for mercy from Saul. But in the process of divine connections, you'll find discouragement. And I'll be honest, many times the opposition that you encounter will be a pretty good sign that you're on the right track. I know in some of the things even that I'm doing, how many people time and again have made comments that would have tried to discourage me. Oh, your place is paid for. Why don't you just stay there? Oh, don't remodel your home. You know, just sell it as is. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that when I've known that I was doing the right thing. When I've known that God's blessing and that he's leading me in what I'm doing. But you'll get discouragement, and God, he'll let us encounter that because he tries us. He proves us. Will we stay true to the calling of God? Will we stay true to what God has put in our hearts? Will we stay true to what we know that we know that we know that we're on the right track? And also, will we be willing to turn loose of the past? Will we be willing to move forward into what God has? You know, in the case of Ruth and Naomi, when Naomi told Ruth, go back to your land, go back to your people, go back to your gods. You know, Ruth could have turned around and could have gone back, you know, just as Orpah did, gone back to her kinfolk, gone back to where she'd been, gone back to that place that was familiar. Oh, wow, how many people gravitate to what's familiar, their place of comfort, rather than stepping out into what God has called them to do, rather than moving on to the new places, the new people, the new job, the new location, the new town. It's endless. I mean, just the new things that God may be calling people to. I remember several years ago, Randy giving me a word. And he told me, he said, that's one reason God can use you is when God says move. And at the time, I wasn't really connecting that to like literally moving. He says, when God tells you to move, you move. There's been times the Lord has had me disconnect from groups that I was a part of for years that were a big blessing in my life for a period of time. But when God said, it's this season is over, then I moved. And how many might be feeling that today, that God is speaking to your hearts to disconnect, to relocate, job changes, church changes, friend changes. Sometimes those that are good friends that we love, they may hold you back. They may discourage you. Though you may love them with all your heart, but they may speak discouragement to the dreams that God has put in your heart. Not our dreams, but the dreams of the Lord that God is wanting to do. And so we ask God, you know, we don't ever take it upon ourselves to try to figure things out, but we ask God, God, who do you want me connected with? Where do you want me to be? And does it mean it'll be easy? No, not necessarily. You know, typically we think, oh, a God connection will be all favor and blessing and giggles and fun because I'm in God's will. Well, Joseph was in God's will too. And it wasn't all giggles and fun when he was in prison. But he was right where God needed him to be at that time. And did it turn for his good? Absolutely. As he obeyed God. But he had 13 years in prison that he was tested by the word of the Lord. He was tested by the vision that God had for him. You know, we put our hands to the plow and we don't turn back. But as God leads and directs, we move with him into the future in whatever that is. So there's seasons, there's purposes, there's assignments. Sometimes those assignments are completed and then that connection is no longer for the time ahead. It doesn't mean that that maybe you don't continue to love someone or be friends with someone or things like that. That's not necessarily the case. But the purposes can change. So be aware prayerfully where God wants you in this season. God is on the move, and he has people on the move. He has people relocating. He has people aligning in different ways than they have in the past. There is so much happening as God is networking new connections, new friendships, new relationships, new jobs. There is so much going on at this time, and it just seems like I'm hearing it over and over and over. How God is working right now. So be aware of what God is calling you to do, and be willing. Know that there will be bumps along the way. There will be periods of time that maybe you're getting confrontation. People will speak things into your life that if you listen too hard to it, it can bring confusion to you. You know, that time spent alone with the Lord is that time just in communion with him that we really get direction for our hearts. And, you know, and I firmly believe the word says in wise counsel that there is safety. I believe that for sure. But I do know that number one is we have to feel the peace of God in our hearts about what we're doing and the direction from the Lord in our hearts. And then most of the time, the Lord will confirm. He'll confirm. Amen. All right, I'm going to play another song here and write down phone numbers, and then we will begin praying.
Tripping from my head, I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parade. I didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs. Hide away inside a cave, safe from danger's arms. I never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hoped to be.
Tonight for each and every one. And Father, I just ask, Lord, that you bless every life. Father, Lord, ask for victory. I ask for revelation. I ask for healing. Lord, I ask for peace for each and every one. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for being with me. Lord, that I hear your voice clearly. Lord, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your presence. And I thank you most of all for your love and the blood of Jesus. Amen. All right, my first caller tonight is 919-292. This is Miss Shaquilla.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. Are you doing okay tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I am. I can't complain at all.
All right. That's good. That's good. Well, let's pray for you, and then we can talk a little. Father, I thank you for Shaquilla, Father, and I thank you, Lord, for her heart to hear you. Lord, for her heart to know you, for her heart, Lord, for direction, Lord, her heart, Lord, that longs for, Lord, for confirmation, that longs for, Lord, for knowing that she knows, Lord, that's longing to hear, Lord, the direction that you have for her, Lord, and for that assurance, Lord, that she's on the right path. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your face shines upon her, Lord, that your love shines, Lord, in her life. So, Quill, I just see like the face of the Lord when I pray for you. I see like the face of the Lord, and that the Lord really wanting to give you a greater revelation of who he is and who he is for you.
And
for you. That you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's with you and that he's for you and that he is going to give you direction, that he is going to help you to know the steps that you're supposed to take, that you would have that feeling of security, and assurance that as I lean on him, that God is going to keep my steps on the proper path, that God is not going to leave me to my own devices of trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do, but that he is truly leading you and that he is truly guiding you and that you're going to know by the peace of God, but that I just sense God really wanting to bring you like a feeling of a real sense of security in your heart, that you know that he's watching, that you know that he's listening, that all confusion has to go, that any sense of that sense, I mean, we all do it at times, that sense of second-guessing ourselves, of going, well, I think this is it, but is this it? Well, I think so, but somebody else said such and such, and we all do that at times. I mean, we all do. But for God to bring you that real sense of peace, that real sense of that steadiness in your heart that you've heard from God and that God is truly leading you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing that confirmation to Shaquilla, God, that she'll be not pulled left and right by the opinions or the voices of others around her, but Lord, that she'll have that steadfastness, that determination, just that, you know what, I know that I'm on track. I know that I'm on track. You know, I said that earlier in the message. I mean, I've had that too. I've had voices on the left and voices on the right. Oh, you shouldn't move. Your place is paid for. Oh, this and that. You shouldn't remodel. Well, what about this? What about that? And I've had to stand my ground knowing that I was walking in what God was calling me to, knowing that I was on the right path. And I just sense the Lord doing that with you, of giving you that. And it is a determination, but it's a determination in God, because we can be determined in ourselves, which is not worth much. But that determination of, I know that I'm on the right path because God has given me that assurance in my heart. God has given me that peace in my heart, that confirmation in my heart that I'm obeying him and that I'm on the right path. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Shaquilla's life, Lord. I thank you, Father, for, Lord, her seeing like the face of God, the face of the Lord, that she knows that your eyes are on her, that you are with her. Lord, that she has that revelation even to a greater degree that you are truly her shepherd and that you love her and that you are with her in all that she walks through.
Yes, God.
And Lord, I thank you, Father, for removing all confusion. Lord, I thank you for the questions being answered, Lord, and questions that are irrelevant, even falling away. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Did you have some specific things you were wanting prayer about tonight, hon?
Like you said, like you were praying for me, like I have been praying about some different things, or one thing in particular I've been praying about, but somebody told me something, you know, spoke something contrary to what I believe, how, you know, what God has spoke to me. So it did bring a little confusion, and I'm like, God, I'm not hearing you, you know, say anything in regards to this. So, you know, I just been praying about, you know, different things because I don't want to move. I'm not going to move just because a person said it. You know, this person spoke this. Like, God, I'm going to move however God say moves. Like, so I just been praying, you know, and I just need basically direction. And also I plan on going on the fast, and I've been kind of struggling when it comes to fasting. So I just want prayer for, you know, you touch and agree that I complete my fast.
Sure. Did you feel the Lord calling you to a fast, or was it something you just decided to do? You did? Okay.
Yeah, I feel him, calling me to a fast.
Yeah, okay. I know at times, and I've done it myself and known others, at times, you know, we can go on a fast because we're looking for direction. And I've always found that if I didn't feel the Lord leading me into a fast, many times it was a little harder than if, you know, I really felt God called me to it. So, and Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for giving Shaquilla, Father, the strength that she needs to complete what you've called her to. And, Lord, I thank you that during this time, Father, that you bring revelation to her, Father, that you visit her in dreams, that you visit her, Lord, just with your presence. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for leading her, Lord, and bringing clarity to her, Lord, as others, so that other voices, Lord, would not have effect on her mind or on her heart, Lord, but that she would be attuned to you, Lord, that she would have ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord, what you are showing her and what you are speaking to her, Father. And, Lord, that you, Lord, even put, like, blinders on her ears, Father, blinders on her eyes where others are that would concern, that would speak anything that would be contrary, Lord, to than what you're speaking. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in her life and for that singleness of eye, that singleness of heart to be in alignment with you, Father, and for the purposes that you have for her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you. It's always a blessing to speak with you.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. Well, I hope you have a good week, hon, and I hope that brought some comfort to your heart, and you're welcome to call back anytime for prayer, and look forward to hearing what God's doing in your life.
Thank you so much. You have a great week as well, and I'll be calling back.
Thank you, hon. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Right. 903-720, how is Miss Sylvia tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. You sound good. You sound quite happy tonight.
Yes, I'm just so glad that I got on and being able to hear your word and just be so excited to listen to what's coming from heaven, from Father, the Father. Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, hon. You're so sweet. Well, let's pray for you tonight, Father. I thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father, and I just thank you for the treasure she is to you, the treasure she is to the body of Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the fresh bread that she hands out, Lord, to the body of Christ, the words of wisdom, the words from having the words from you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the angelic activity, Lord, that's around her home, around her house. Lord, even as the angels go with her, Father, even as she, Lord, as she goes about her errands and things like that in stores and in the other places, Lord, into other churches and groups, Father, Lord, that how she is accompanied by angels. Ooh, I feel that. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the blessing of God, for the anointing of God that is on her life, Lord, how that she is truly your handmaiden, Lord, that she is your child, she is your daughter, but, Lord, that she is your handmaiden, Lord, that she is your hand extended in the earth. She extends your love, Lord, she extends your care. Father, she feeds those, Lord, as you said, if we give even a cup of water to those in your name, Lord. Lord, that how she gives out those cups of water, those cups of encouragement, those prayers for healing, Lord, words of wisdom and concern, Lord, that she shows your love. I'm seeing like flowers. Sylvia, I'm seeing like a flower garden around you, like just flowers. And I know I have sensed before, like the Lord saying that like you are a flower in his garden, but it's like I'm seeing like a flower garden around you. Just the blessings of the Lord and the pleasure of God, how that the beauty of God in your life and around your life.
Thank you.
Lord, I just thank you, Father, for, Lord, for pouring out your love on Sylvia. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your great love for her, Father, and Lord, how she pours her love back out unto you and to you, her praise and worship. There's just such a beautiful, just a beautiful feeling of God's love and anointing, Sylvia, as I'm praying for you, and just sensing God's pleasure in you, and that how pleased God is with you. You know, I see His protection around you and around your home, His angels with you, His angels going with you, keeping you from harm many times.
Yes.
The favor of God that goes with you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for you and Sylvia, Lord, even those in dire circumstances, Lord, how that she speaks healing over people.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for moving in her life, Lord, how that you answer her prayers. Sylvia, I even sense that some people's lives are lengthened because of your prayers, and that people that would have been on their deathbed, people that might have passed, that they have stayed, longer because of your prayers. People that have had encounters with the Lord because you've interceded and stood in the gap for them as an intercessor, spoken life, words of life into their life, into their hearts, and how that God is moved. I just see the Lord continuing to do that in your life, continuing to cover you, continuing to keep you, continuing to visit you in more encounters with the Lord.
Yeah.
And as you're giving out fresh bread to others, God continuing to pour fresh bread into your life. Give and it shall be given. As the word says, as you're giving, God is continually giving back into your life. As you're praying for others, healing for others, provision for others, life into others, God is pouring provision and healing into your life.
Thank you.
And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the full manifestation, Lord, of wholeness and health in Sylvia's life. Lord, wholeness and health into her body. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that pain has to go. Lord, that pain can stay in your presence, Lord. that pain has to go. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your anointing, Lord, flooding her heart, flooding her body, flooding her home, Lord, that everyone that steps over the threshold of that home, Lord, will feel the presence of God. Lord, we'll be drawn to your presence. We'll be drawn to the call of God.
Yes.
Lord, and I thank you for them recognizing, Lord, your presence. Lord, and that pulling on their heart to come into a deeper walk with you, to come into fellowship with you, to come into relationship with you, Lord. And Father, I thank you for divine encounters. Divine encounters, Lord. Even as Sylvia is out in the marketplace, even as she is out and about outside her home, Lord, in other places, Lord, for divine encounters, Lord, where she will have opportunity to share the love of Jesus with others.
Yes.
Lord, those life-changing encounters, Lord. Those assignments, those connections, Lord, those times when even it might would be the last time that someone would hear the message of the gospel, the message of repentance, the message of salvation. Lord, connecting her to those. And Lord, I just thank you for the favor of God that goes before Sylvia and with her. And Lord, I thank you for pouring out blessing. And Lord, I thank you for sweet sleep and sweet presence of God in and around her, Lord, that when she lays her head upon her pillow, Lord, that she feels your nearness, that she feels your love, that she just feels wrapped up, Lord, and embraced and wrapped up in your love. Lord, that she sleeps the sweet sleep of the redeemed.
Yes.
Sleeps like a baby, Lord, and wakes up refreshed and renewed and invigorated, Lord, for the days that lay ahead and for the next day. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Sylvia's life. And, Lord, I thank you for her, and I thank you for the impact that she has on all of those that are around her and what a blessing she is to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't thank you enough. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the word. All that you said. I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I just want to be closer as I can to the Father. And all that you said tonight on the times when I do go out without Friday. And a lady walked up to me and she just started talking like all the things you said. And she started sharing her things with me, about a daughter had to move back in and with the nursing school, and she's trying to help her with her grant for kids, and so we just began to share our story. Thank you, Father, for being in places where I need to be. People walking around us, the tears running down, and a stranger. Let my husband meet you. He's somewhere here in the store. So, thank you so much.
I just see God using you everywhere you go, sweetie. I just see the Lord using you and going with you everywhere you go.
Yes. Well, I don't need anything else. Everything you said, you touched that pain that I had. You prayed for that. And I know that's the enemy just he'll try to come back and take your healing, but I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And I thank you so much. And you have a good night.
You're more than welcome, honey. You're more than welcome. Well, God bless you, and you have a good week, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. And again, congratulations on your new move and all that.
That's, oh, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
(910) This is my other Sylvia.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing tonight, hon?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty
good. Good. You sound a little iffy there.
No. God is manifesting healing, and he says that I was just be a little fatigued, and I'll know when he's finished because I began to I'll wake up one day and I'll say that I'm not tired, so I'm just pushing through.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's healing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia,
okay.
Father. Lord, I thank you, God, for Lord, for refreshing. Lord, I thank you for bringing refreshing and bringing restoration to her and bringing energy, Lord, back into her life. Father, I thank you, God, for during her quiet times. God, I thank you, Lord, for speaking to her mysteries and revelations and, Lord, secrets. Lord, even secrets of God, Lord, things of the keys of the kingdom. And Sylvia, I see you as you're, during your times of rest, I just see you like with a pen in your hand and paper. And I don't know if this is not so much journaling as it is as God is speaking to you, writing down the things that the Lord is sharing to your heart. It would be things maybe that you use in messages at some point in time, but this is more revelation and things and understanding, God, that you're writing those down and keeping these things. A sense that these are things that maybe you will teach at some time or that you will share at some time, when you have opportunity, but also things that you will be able to go back to on your own. Like I said, I think of journaling more is sometimes as journaling like daily things we're going through, and this more like revelation of God, understanding of God being poured in. But
amen.
In your quiet time at home when you're just spending intimate times with the Lord, not necessarily seeking anything in particular, just resting before the Lord, just quiet times with him, God speaking to your heart and God sharing things with you that are valuable to you, that will be also valuable to others, and writing these things down, just begin to write them down. You may be doing this now, I don't know, but I do sense, even if you are now, I sense more of this beginning to happen. More understanding, more revelation, more keys, pieces of scripture coming together for you and connecting things, just more enlightenment in those things like that.
Amen.
Treasures from heaven of the Lord sharing with you that'll be of great benefit to you and great benefit to the body of Christ. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the enlightenment of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for understanding, for wisdom, Lord, for really the enlightenment of God. God gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. But sometimes there are those things that just like the light bulb goes on. And we're like, wow, I've never seen that quite like that. Or I've never seen the depth of that in that way. And that's what I see the Lord doing in your life. And like I said, I see it in the quietness, because I know you are a prayer warrior and you spend a lot of time interceding. You spend a lot of time praying and searching the heart of God. But I sense this in the quietness, in quiet time with the Lord, because we all go there at times when we've got a lot on our heart. We'll storm heaven with prayers and, oh, God, this and that, and God, move in our life and help this one and help that one, and God, we need answers in this. But sometimes we're so busy talking that God doesn't get much opportunity to talk. And I have found so many times that a lot of times what I was wanting to talk about wasn't necessarily what God was wanting to talk about. Have you ever gone to meetings and you were so wanting a word from about something in particular, and God would give you a word, but it wouldn't have anything to do with any of that? It would be something totally different. I've had that happen so many times, and I would always be like, oh, Lord, that's wonderful, but I so wanted to hear about such and such. But, you know, God always knows what we need to hear. He knows what we need at a particular time, but also there's things on his heart. There's things he wants to talk about. There's things he wants to share. And sometimes what we may think is the most important thing is not always the most important thing. So, anyhow, I mean, that's an awesome thing. I just see the sense in your quietness before the Lord speaking to you and showing you great treasures from heaven, great revelation, great understanding, great enlightenment in things, and you, you know, you writing those things down and keeping those things, and it being just being great benefit to you, being great benefit to others, things that you will share at times in the future, teach on or share with. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Sylvia's life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving her energy to go when it's time to go, Lord. But even in those quiet times that she finds refreshing, that she finds a renewal in those times of being quiet. And, Father, just thank you, Lord, for perfecting all that you have begun into her, in her, Lord, for perfecting it, including her healing, Lord. Perfecting and bringing wholeness, Lord. Perfecting all. I just keep getting that word perfecting. Perfecting, Lord, that you are faithful to complete the good work you've begun in us. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, relationally, Lord. But Lord, I just thank you for it. And I thank you for Sylvia's life and her dedication to you, Lord, and her heart to walk with you and to obey you and to step into all you've called her to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Was there anything in particular you're wanting prayer about, sweetie?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and I just pray just pray that you're just refreshed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, sweetie.
Amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All right. You have a good week.
You too. Bye.
All right. 828-989.
Hi, Jeannie. This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, sweetie. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the kind heart that you've given Jennifer. Lord, the sensitivity that you have put in her heart. God, sensitivity to you, but, Lord, a sensitivity and a compassion, Lord, for others. You've given her, you've put compassion in her heart, Lord, that is such your heart. And, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I just speak encouragement, the encouragement of the Lord into Jennifer's heart, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her questions, Lord, where at times maybe she has felt some confusion and she has weighed, I sense you like weighing things like the pros and cons, or that's maybe not the best way to put it, but you weighing things in a balance, so to speak, of, okay, maybe this is good, but maybe this part of it would not be good. Or it's like I see you weighing things. And weighing things, even where you're, what would please God? What's pleasing to God? I'm weighing this. I'm weighing these things out. Okay, is this a good thing? But is maybe this not wisdom? So since you're weighing things, And I sense you like questioning the Lord, asking God on some things. But it's like I sense a little bit of a heaviness in your heart over something. I don't know what, but just a little bit of a heaviness mm-hmm. there. And Father, I just, Lord, I speak lightness into Jennifer's life, a lightness into her heart, Father. I thank you, Lord. Wow, Philip. Lord, I thank you for the light of God and the love of God shining in her heart, Lord, that lightness, that casting every care upon you because you care for her. Lord, that confidence, Lord, that confidence of, Lord, again, it seems like I'm giving this so much here, like the confidence of knowing, Lord, that you're leading her, that you're guiding her. And, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom of God in her life, Lord, that she's going to be able to separate, if I can put this in words, separate the wisdom of God from compassion sometimes. You know, because we have a heart for people, we have a heart, and you do, you have a compassionate heart. I mean, I sense that, I feel that in every sense. Because we have compassion, and sometimes because we see a need and things like that, sometimes we'll step out and do something without really having the wisdom of God in it. And we'll think, well, this is a good thing. This seems like a good thing to do, when it's maybe not exactly what God would have us do. Or maybe God would have us do it, but go about things in a little different way. Because, see, God's always trying to protect us, too. So he's watching out for us. And God will direct our steps in how we do something, or even if we do something. You know, sometimes there are times that we will see a need when really God, you know, and we'll think, well, I can do that. I can step up and I can do that, when maybe God's really wanting us to connect someone to another person. That God's like, okay, I want to use you because I want to connect. I want to use you to connect people to one another, connect groups to one another. But sometimes, because maybe it was within our ability to do something, we'll think, okay, well, I'm supposed to do this. I've been guilty of this myself. Now, I'll raise my hand on this, that I've been like, oh, God, I can help. And God might be saying, okay, I don't want you to do this, but I want you to make the connection here for these people, or connect them with what they need. You know, I can remember a time in my life when I was doing some things and actually received a word of the Lord from a lady, and she said, God says he didn't call you to do that. And it all seemed good, you know. It all seemed good. It was like, well, this seems like good stuff, but see, it wasn't really God's stuff. Maybe God's stuff for someone else, or maybe a particular way to do it. You know, sometimes we can bring disappointments to ourselves, or we can bring burdens into our own life, or even things that just take up our time that God would have us use a different way. Because at times we step into something that's not exactly what God had in mind. You know, there is a way that seems right unto man. Sometimes things will seem right to us when it's either needing to be tweaked or it's needing to be delegated somewhere else. I hope any of this is making sense. I don't have any details on any of it. I'm only speaking kind of what I'm hearing.
It's very accurate. Very accurate.
You know, I can, like I said, I can say out of experience that I've done some of these things. So I guess understanding wise, I understand it because I can see it in where I've done that in my own life. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the lightness of God, Lord, that as you show Jennifer, Lord, how that you protect her, and Lord, that you love her compassionate heart and her heart of love, and Father, just bringing a lightness to her heart, and Lord, bringing clarity to her, Lord. Lord, that she won't, Lord, that she won't even, she won't feel bad that she's doing, she won't feel bad about herself. She won't condemn herself or anything like that, Lord, for following your leading.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
You know, sometimes, sometimes we'll think I should have done something, or I should do something, and mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes, anyhow, it's just our human emotions. When you have a compassionate heart, you have a heart that cares.
Yeah.
We just want to obey God. Like I said, we just want to obey God. And yeah. even though God may have us be a part of something, he may tweak it and do it a little different, because God's always looking out for our protection and wisdom in things, you know. I won't go any further with that right now. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for moving in Jennifer's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that she not take on unnecessary burdens or responsibilities. Lord, that the enemy would not be able to put any kind of, and I don't really think this is so much the enemy, as much as it is just, you know, we see things and we care and we have hearts for people. But, Lord, that she'll not take on any false responsibilities or any false condemnation, even of her own heart in any way, Lord, but that she will walk in what you've called her to. And Lord, that she will know when she's to make connections for people, Lord, when she is supposed to step up in things, Lord, that you give her the wisdom. If, however, maybe she's to be a part of a team at things, or maybe part with another couple in things, but maybe not as a singular in things. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing clarity to her, for bringing understanding and wisdom, and Lord, and a lightness of heart, and just the confidence, God, that you're leading her and that she's pleasing you, God, that she's bringing pleasure and pleasing you and in obeying you, that there's no greater thing we can walk in than in obedience to God. We do the things the Lord tells us to, and the things that God didn't tell us to many times are a waste of time or will bring unnecessary weight to our life that God didn't do. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for putting the song back in her heart and back in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I see you singing freedom, speaking words mm-hmm. of freedom over your own life, and singing and speak like in song, speaking words of freedom, and it actually bringing, breaking off heaviness off you, breaking things, but even speaking it into the atmosphere, singing words of freedom of God and the colors of God around you. I see colors with you so often. But I see the colors of God and the atmosphere around you changing as you sing into the atmosphere, the freedom of God. So, Lord, I thank you, and I bless her life. Lord, I bless her life and all that you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen. I just sense the pleasure of God in you too. God's faith in you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for seeing me, knowing me. Thank you
God
for Jeannie.
God is so good. Hon, is there anything in particular you were wanting to talk about or anything you were wanting to share tonight?
Oh, you. It was your word tonight, and also the Lord's word tonight through you was just spot on, just absolutely spot on in confirmation. And I called, I was discouraged, and I just feel the lightness right now, and I just bless you, and I bless God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. You're more than welcome, and thank you, Jesus. He's the one that knows. Sometimes when I'm listening to myself,
welcome.
I think, okay, this is not making much sense, but I know God knows.
Oh, no, it makes me like absolute perfect sense. You have. I don't even think you realize how much, but thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you.
You have a good evening,
you
hon,
too,
and thank you for waiting. All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless you, too.
All right, 205-531.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Julie Mike. Hi, sweetie.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Just fine.
Good, good. Good as all well in your camp tonight.
All is well.
Keeping on, keeping on.
Yeah.
That is you. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for Julia May tonight. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is like a standard bearer in her family, Lord. Father, I see you with like a torch in your hand, like holding like the light of God in your hand. Like it looks like a torch in your hand. Father, I thank you, Father, for the fire of God. But Lord, I thank you for the light of God that shines from her life. But Father, I thank you for the strength of the Lord. Father, I thank you for her steadfastness. Steadfast. He calls you faithful, girl. He calls you faithful. I'm hearing those words. He calls you faithful. Ooh. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for your love, Father, for your spirit that you have put within Julia May. Father, that she has stood, even when there were naysayers around her, Lord, that she has stood upon the word of God. Father, she has stood and declared with faith. She has stood and declared in the face of naysayers, in the face of doubt and unbelief, in the face of sickness, in the face of dread and fear. She has stood and declared your word. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for rewarding her, Lord, for the reward of the Lord in her life. I just keep hearing, he says, I call her faithful. I call her faithful. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are the faithful one. That you are the faithful one. And Lord, it's your courage and it's your love, Lord, and your strength within us that gives us the strength to stand. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that purifies. The blood of Jesus that heals, the blood of Jesus that delivers and saves. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for stamping the word of God upon Julia May's heart.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I thank you for your word that is in her mouth, that is upon her heart. Lord, and that your name is even written across her forehead, Lord, that she is yours. Lord, I just thank you for using her. Father, for using her. How you used her, Lord, how you will continue to use her. But Lord, I thank you for the satisfaction of God in her life. Lord, how you have moved, how you have witnessed in her life. The witness that you are in her life, God. But Lord, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the keys. The word says that he's given us the keys to unlock things. The keys of the kingdom. Julie, I just see the Lord. I see like the word of God open in front of you, and I just see God showing you, showing you like keys in the kingdom. God showing you things that will, you know, says that he will, those things that were declared that things that have been locked, you know, we declare that whatsoever we loose on heaven shall be loosed on earth, and whatsoever that we bind in heaven shall be bound in earth.
Amen.
You know, see the Lord giving you revelation and understanding in those things of things being released in the earth realm to you. Those things being released. and even things that have tried to work against your life and against the life of those, you know, the power, the understanding, the revelation, the authority to see things locked up that have tried to come against. But I'm really seeing this more so in the releasing realm, the authority of the Lord, the authority of God in your life, the understanding, the revelation, speaking of praying, of seeing things released to you, released in and around your life. Father, I just thank you, God, for provision. Father, I thank you, Lord, for avenues of provision. Lord, I thank you, Father, for health and healing. Father, I thank you for favor in Julia May's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her the wisdom of coming in and going out, that wisdom of moving in the realms of the Spirit, of moving, Lord, even things in the natural, of moving about, Lord, in your timing in things.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, being aware, being very sensitive to timing of God. And Lord, when to move and when to be still, when to speak and when to be quiet, when to, Lord, thank you, Lord, for that sensitivity, Lord, for that knowing, Lord, that she moves. There's a timing in most everything, and there are, even in opportunity, timing is always such a great factor. We can do the right thing in the wrong timing and it won't work. Or we can do, you know, the other way around. It has to be what God is saying at the timing God is saying. And then many times we see things, they open up, then things click into place and things open up for us. And that timing element can be so key in moving forward to things and things being released to us. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving Julia May an understanding, Lord, for even giving her a heads up on timing and things. Lord, that she see things released to them, released in her life. Lord, things coming to her. Lord, things that have been delayed or held back. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessing of God flowing in her life. Lord, that surely goodness and mercy shall chase her down. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the authority of God that's in her life. Lord, as a servant of God, as a daughter of God. And Lord, I just thank you for blessing her, for blessing her home. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Do you have anything you want to share tonight or anything in particular you want prayer about?
I want to share. People like to read, I was telling you about my cousin-in-law when they got the COVID so bad. Well, thank God she's out in the hospital. She's in rehab. She's talking and she's walking around.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, girl. He has continued to deliver and heal in your family.
Oh yes. Yes, my auntie would tell him, I said, what? I said, yeah. I said, because like I said, she's in bad shape, and a lot of folks being in bad shape on the ventilator and all that, and trying to, you know, regulate her oxygen. And she got a trach when they got a ventilator, and now the trach is out, and she's up walking around getting her strength back and getting ready to go home. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's just continually bringing victory and healing and victory and healing and just amazing the doctors, I know.
Yeah, because we hear so much about people dying and then you hear about people getting off, but you don't know them. I said it's good sometimes, you know, really to hear that somebody you know. And, because then you really can witness, because like I was talking to a lady Saturday, and she said, you see that lady over there? I said, yeah. And I had been talking to the lady. I didn't know her. She said she done had a stroke. She done had a heart attack and something else. And said, she don't remember. I said, huh? And I'm, you know, I didn't talk to a woman. That woman, like she had been sick a day in her life. I said, oh, my God, because I was telling her about Jennifer. I said, what? She said, she don't remember, you know, having all that because she had this right behind it, a stroke, heart attack, and she said, real bad. But God brought her through, and she's, well, she hasn't realized she had to be her 70s or 80s. She, you know, she got me in her 70s because she's not my age. And I said, and I was talking to her. I said, and I had no sense. It looked like, you know, she had been through this. She talking plain. A speech wasn't clear or nothing. And I said, thank God. But I'm still praying for my niece, my nephew wife, my niece-in-law. She's not doing good. Her heart rate went down to 40, and they had to treat her. And I think then she's on dialysis, but she's not responding good. So still praying for her. Because they're getting ready, you know, put in a home for 24-hour care because, you know, when some of them get that far, you know, they have to because she still hasn't woken up in 2.5 months. And the doctor still buckled while she hasn't woken up yet.
Okay. Well, Lord, Father, we just come into agreement, Lord, for her niece. Lord, that there'll be turnaround in her life, turnaround in her health. And, Lord, we just thank you for your compassion and for your love, Lord, and that you just a supernatural, Father. We ask for a supernatural miracle in her life, supernatural miracle in her health, in the hand of God, Lord. We just thank you for her, Lord, for moving there. And, Lord, we just come into agreement, Lord, for a miracle of God, for a miracle of God for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. It's always good, like when you're talking about ministering to others or witnessing to others. It is nice when we hear things, but absolutely when it's someone that you know in your own life,
right,
someone that you personally know, it has a greater impact in other people's lives, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, you read about it and see the news, but then, you know, people say, well, you know, then a lot of times they say, that's fake news, they're not the virus and this and that. So, you know, when you hear somebody, you know the case, then you know, that
exactly.
Because I'm still seeing so many people saying, you know, I listened to the lies and I should have got the shot, and, you know, people dying, losing their children, and still praying for them. I said, but, you know, when we think about it, there's a lot of stuff we take shots for, so this is nothing new. But, you know, it just seemed like it, all of a sudden we trust man until this point. But I told him, you have to put faith in God and keep going, pray about it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so much things going on now. People have to be in prayer to know the wisdom of God of what to do. And it may be a different answer for each person.
Right.
You may tell them to take the vaccine and might tell the next one not to.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Pray about it, right.
Exactly.
Well,
girl, thank you for calling in, and thank you for waiting. I'm starting to get a little low on time. I'm going to try to get to two or three more here while I got a little time, but be praying. I'll be praying for your niece, and thank you for the good report on the others.
Okay, then.
All right. You have a good evening.
Okay. You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Let me get a little drink of water here. All right. All right, 903-918. I think this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
It's good to hear from you tonight, sweetie.
Good to
hear
your
voice.
You too.
I hope you're doing good and that all is well with you.
It is.
Good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Father, and I thank you, God, that she is a treasure to you, Lord, that she is a treasure in the kingdom. I'm just immediately, Michelle, picking up something about talents that you have, gifting and talents. This is like natural stuff that I know that you're gifted in the Lord, but this is something I'm picking up. There's talents that you have. that God wants to use that's a blessing to you, that's going to be a blessing to you, that is a blessing to you. Father, just thank you, Lord, for the talents that you have put within Michelle. Lord, for the gifts that you have put within her. Is there anything that you do with your hands in particular, things that you make, paint, crafts, write, making things? It just seems like I'm getting something that would have to do with your hands, that talents that God has given you with your hands. I'm not sure what it is, but I mean, I picked that up almost immediately. Father, I thank you, Lord, for revealing that, Father, that, Lord, for the blessing that would be and is in her life, Father. Lord, the talents, undiscovered talents, Lord, things that you have put within her, Lord, that have yet even been untapped, or that have even yet been untapped, that are great gifts in her life, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for revealing those, Lord, for guiding her, for leading her to those things, Lord, that they're uncovered within her life. You know, sometimes we have anointings and giftings, but until we come together, it's, you know, where that we actually step into those things, many times we don't even know the talents that are within our lives. You know, as a child growing up, if I had never had access to a piano, I would never have known that I could play by ear. You know, that was something because my mother kept a piano in the home when I was a child growing up. Then as a child, I went in and I began to tinker with that piano, and the next thing realized, when I was 5 years old, that I could play by ear. And sometimes until we connect with those things, those talents and those giftings can go undiscovered. We just don't know. Like people in business, there are people maybe even that have a gifting, an anointing for business. But until they step into that realm, maybe they're a stay-at-home mother or whatever the case. Maybe they've been in a job that they've been in all of their life, you know, working for someone else. But until they step into those things, they don't know. It goes untapped. It goes that it's still covered at that time. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for uncovering the talents, the gifts, the talents, the anointings, the gifts, Lord, that you have put within Michelle, Lord, that will bring great joy to her, Lord, that would even bring extra revenue into her life, Lord, that would bring new connections into her life. And, Father, I thank you for the joy and the light that she is, Lord, to those around her, to her family, Lord, that the prayers that go up, that go up to heaven, Lord, for those that she loves, those that are dear to her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her to stand in the gap for others, Lord, to intercede for others, Lord, to even, Lord, be one of those that would even stand between the enemy and her loved ones at times, Lord, that she stands as a protection of prayer. She stands between those. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for honoring Michelle. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing even a greater level of joy and joys, and Lord, for her seeing, the rewards for the prayers, her seeing the rewards of the love that she's poured out, her seeing the rewards for the times that she has stood, Lord, even in the face of opposition. Lord, even when at times that she would have felt that it would have seemed like that her efforts were unappreciated or unnoticed, Lord, for her seeing the reward of those things. But Father, I just thank you for her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for uncovering those things in her life, Lord, that you have placed in her life, Lord, that she is as yet as unaware of. Lord, for making those connections, for making those divine connections, Lord, that those things be tapped into. And Lord, I thank you for the joy that it will bring her, the joy and the enjoyment and the, Lord, Michelle, I just see like the joy across your face, the joy of the Lord at realizing that you have these talents. I don't know what it is, But I just see it bringing like a delight to you that, wow, I can do this, you know. There are those things that sometimes we can, that when we realize we have a talent for something, that we have a gifting for something, it's like, wow, thank you, Jesus, that I have that. Thank you, Lord, for putting that in my life. So, Father, I just thank you for Michelle, and I thank you for the blessing that she is. And, Lord, I thank you for pouring blessing back into her life, Lord, and for discovery in her life, for discovery of the gifts and talents of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I look forward to hearing what it is that the Lord has put in you. There's just, and I think I have seen things like that similar before, that there are things in you that are good things of God that you just haven't tapped into them yet, haven't discovered them yet. So praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for uncovering it. Did you have anything in particular you want prayer about tonight, hon?
Yes, I just need a prayer and direction. You were just talking about some things earlier, and I needed prayer in that area.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing direction to Michelle, Lord, for lighting the path. Lord, that you would illuminate the path before her, God, that she will know, Lord, that she'll know, Lord, where you're connecting her, and she'll know where you're disconnecting her, Father. Lord, that there will be a peace that is her guide. Lord, your word says that the peace of God is our guide. When we have no other direction, when we have no other real word, Lord, that your peace is what guides us, and we can always trust that peace. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for causing her to know, Lord, the direction, Lord, and that she will feel that peace of God in her heart that gives her confirmation, that gives her assurance, Lord, that she's hearing you. Lord, I thank you even for dreams and visions, Lord, that, Father, so many times in my own life you have given me direction through dreams and spoken to me that caused me to know changes and things that I was to do. And Lord, I just ask for that for even Michelle, Lord, that you would give her dreams from the Lord, Father, that would be confirmation to her heart, maybe of things that she's already feeling, that the dreams of the Lord would bring confirmation to her, Lord, and give her a peace about it in the midst of it. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, that you go before us and you make the crooked places straight. Lord, that your word, that you said that we'll hear a voice behind us that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And Lord, that she'll hear your voice, she'll hear it clearly, and she'll know this is the word of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
You are welcome, hon. Will you have a good night and a good week, and God bless you.
God bless you. You too. Good night.
Good night. Two, five, one, three, four, two. I believe it's Miss Latrice.
Yes, Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, hon. You doing okay?
I am.
Good, good, good. Anything happening with your schooling?
Trying to play catch up. I was out for about 8 days, so I'm catching up now.
Uh-huh. Are you feeling okay?
A little tired. Believing God that it'll be all right. I was went to visit my daughter. She had a bad wreck.
Wow.
So I was up there. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I hope she's okay. Okay. Well, let's pray for you, Father. Lord, thank you for Latrice. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing refreshing and restoration into her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for Lord, for removing, breaking off concerns in her life, Lord. Father, that she feels like her load be lightened. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for protecting her daughter, Lord, for bringing healing there. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for sparing her life. Lord, we thank you for keeping her and surrounding her with your angels, Lord. That you said there are angels of the Lord encamp round about us and deliver us. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for delivering her in a time that could have been tragedy. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing encouragement to Latrice, Lord, for just restoration, Lord, restoration of energy, restoration Lord, energizing her, or just a restoration of energy and Lord, just the feeling of I can go forward, but it not feeling like it's dragging one foot in front of the other, but the feeling of I can do this and all is well. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for unlocking those things that have seemed locked. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the keys, Lord, things that Lord, that have those things that sometimes, Lord, the things that are locked, there are things that are locked, but God gives, he gives us the keys to unlock, You know, it's just like a lockbox on a house. You know, the realtors have a lockbox on a house, and that lock, it's locked to everyone that's not supposed to be in there. But then the Lord, you know, there is a key that unlocks that to those that have access, that have legal access to that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that through the blood of Jesus, that we have legal access to the blessings of the Lord. We have legal access, Lord, to those things that you've called us to. We have legal access to victory because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus, because we are yours, Lord. We have legal access to the healing of God and the blessing of God that says that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, first and not last. We have legal access. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the keys through the blood of Jesus that Latrice has legal access to those blessings, Lord, that you have put before her that belong to her, that are hers. And, Lord, whether there have been delays, that there would be delay no longer. Where things have been held back, that they would be held back no longer. Lord, because she is yours and she is called victory. She is called to excellence. She is called to the blessing of the Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for clarity in the steps that are before her, Lord, that she have, or that she be able to set aside cares and concerns, Lord, that would try to pull her down, that would try to weigh her down. Those things, Lord, that she be able to just cast every care upon you, lay concerns down, lay down things that would weigh, that would actually drain her energy, because mental concerns can drain our energy many times more than even physical activity can. The concerns and the weights of concerns will tend to pull us down, will tend to weigh us down and sap our energy. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just helping Latrice, Father, to lay down and set down things that would pull on her mentally, would pull on her physically. And Lord, for prioritizing the things that you have for her, prioritizing, Lord, even just rejoicing in you and time just to, Lord, just to bask in your love and bask in your goodness and enjoy you, Lord, those times that Lord, times of refreshing includes rest. It includes rest. Just like on the seventh day, the Lord said on the seventh day he rested. Lord, that she will take time for rest as well as all the activities and all of the things that she does. And Lord, how she reaches out to others and helps others and is always at the beckoning call of others, Lord, that she will also take time to rest. So, Lord, I speak a blessing over Latrice's life. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for opening up those things that have been closed. Those things have been delayed. And, Lord, I just thank you for bringing refreshing and renewal and just restoration in every way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome, sweetie. Is there anything in particular you want prayer about tonight?
Oh, that was it. My daughter, I'm believing God for manifestation of some of the prophecies, so you covered that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do thank you.
Okay, girl. Well, God bless you, sweetie. You have a good week, and I look forward to hearing what all God's doing. I look forward to hearing when you are through with your school classes and that you have graduated and moved on to the next part.
Ooh, okay, I'm with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. You have a good night. Okay, 402-214.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, honey.
Hi,
I didn't think I was going to get to talk to you.
I just barely did get to you.
Thank you. You know, I called before. I didn't know if you saw that or if I got knocked off because I could hear whoever's
there were a lot of callers before the show, already lined up before the show actually started, to be honest. It's got to where more and more people are calling in as soon as, you know, you can start calling in as much as 15 minutes before the show starts, and it's gotten to where people are lining up, you know, or starting to call in and line up 15 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah, I did call before the show started. I've been on. So I got to hear it all, but not 15 minutes before, just a few minutes before.
Thank you so much,
honey.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for enlightenment, Lord, that you are bringing enlightenment into her life, Lord, that you're bringing understanding into her life. I see the Lord, that the word of God, I see the Lord bringing more understanding of the Word of God in your life, it bringing enlightenment into your life in a greater way than it ever has before. Father, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Peter.
Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God in her life, Lord, for direction of God in her life. Lord, even where job stuff is concerned, Lord, things that would have to do with her life in the natural, Lord. Natural things in her life, Lord, giving her direction, Father, giving her favor in places that she goes. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing the peace of God into her heart, Lord, for her being able to rightly divide the word of truth, Lord, being able to divide not only the word of God, but, Lord, even what's true, even in the natural, being able to divide what's true and what's fallacy, what's imagination and reality, what's the fake and what's the genuine.
Yes, amen.
You know, they say that you know, like, and I, you know, when I, in my younger life, I mean, I did a lot of cashier work, but like girls that work at banks and stuff, that they learn even how to feel like a fake bill by handling the real thing so much, that they handle the real bill so much where they have such a touch that they can feel what is not real. And I just think
really
working with you on that in many areas, not in just one area, but in many areas, that you're able to really discern the difference, to really feel the difference and tell the difference in what is reality and what is not reality, what is real and what is fake in many areas of your life. Many things that we hear, you know, and we hear even repeated because people, you know, people are big to repeat things but they don't really know. You know, they say, well, I heard. And then the next thing you know, things are being said as truth, and it's not truth. And that can
right.
be true even if the Bible is concerned. That can be true where teaching is concerned. That can, and of course, we know that can be true where people and other things are concerned. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing, whereas the Word says, rightly dividing the word of truth, Lord, that bringing a real sense of dividing truth into Sharon's life, Lord, and it bringing a steadiness to her life, Lord, that she has longed for, a steadiness to her life, a steadiness, just a steadiness that you would not feel like blown to back and forth sometimes, you know, that sometimes we're like, well, is this or is it that? Or is it this or is it that? You know, that we have that
right.
that unsteadiness, that time of just feeling like, well, I'm not really sure, that it bringing a steadiness to your life, a steadfastness, and just a steadiness of being solid, that feeling of, you know what, I know what's the truth. God's showing me what's
right.
the truth. I know what's the truth. And it bringing, when we know truth, when God kind of like sets our feet on solid rock, it brings peace.
Yeah.
There's a peace that comes with that because
right.
it stops some of the confusion. It stops some of the cloudiness. It stops some of the questions and things like that. But Father, I just thank
wow.
you for working in Sharon's life, Lord, that you are continually bringing a greater level of peace, a greater level of understanding, a greater level of enlightenment. And, Lord, I thank you for visiting her in ways that she has yet even to encounter. Lord, that she have a deeper walk with you, Lord, a greater revelation of who you are, Lord, and of your love for her. Lord, and the God of who you are, Lord, that she has a greater revelation of who you are as God and who you are as her God and, Lord, your nature, that she would truly, 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 Lord, have that visitation from you that she encounters and your nature is revealed to her, Lord, in such a great way. Amen. Well, girl, I hate to say it, but it's popping up that I've got to close this episode. It's fixing to knock me off here. So
okay.
I'm sorry I didn't get more time with you, and I'm sorry I've got several
no.
callers left here that I wasn't
no,
able to
I
get to.
It.
Ran out of time. But
no,
God
I
bless
appreciate
you.
It, honey. It's everything I've been praying for. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. God bless you, too.
Okay. God,
all right. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to everyone. I do have several more callers left tonight, but Randy will be on at 9 p.m. If you can, please call back into his program, and hopefully he'll be able to get to y'all. I speak a blessing over you, the love of God over you. May the face of God shine on you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.